are back. Six games on the NBA slate tonight. It's Tuesday, March 28th. It's Ethan speaking, of course, joined by Chris. We're ready to just break these games down. How are we feeling?
Good. The game slate for tonight doesn't look very good, but hey, take what you can get. Last night sucked for me, so.
Yeah, last night was not pretty.
No, wasn't good at all, so I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, but hoping tonight can be better. But like you said, I'd say about half these games don't look too interesting, but some of them got some value to them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit in there. I mean, the one, I guess, main thing is there's not a whole lot. I think there's only two pay-up options tonight above 10K, Tatum and SGA if he plays. So.
Yeah, I think on FanDuel there is three pay-up options over 10K.
Yeah.
Actually, FanDuel has five guys 10K or over.
This might be one of those mid-range slates instead of a Stars and Scrubs, so we'll see.
Yeah, should be interesting. Anything else to touch on before we just get on up into this?
No, not really. Like I said, I just assume forget about last night, so I'm good moving on.
Yeah. All right, of course, if you are watching this on YouTube now, if you can hit that thumbs up, subscribe. If you haven't, hit the notification bell to get notified when a new video is uploaded. And if you're listening to this like a normal podcast on any podcast platform, download today's episode, leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything is always appreciated. Let's go ahead and jump on into the first game on the slate. It's not a pretty one. The Boston Celtics face the Washington Wizards. Celtics are 11.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 224.5. Injuries, you got Peyton Pritchard is probable. Daniel Gafford, Monte Morris questionable. Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma out.
Yeah. Sucks. Probably, yeah, one of my least favorite games here, honestly. I mean, Washington, to an extent, feels like they're pretty much wrapping things up for the year. I mean, what? Yeah. I don't even know if Beal or Kuzma will come back.
I mean, there's really just no reason to at this point.
No, which makes me, I'm surprised that's why they keep playing Porzingis.
I'm very surprised the guy with the most injury history is the only guy out there.
Yeah, is the guy out here still playing. But, I mean, for Boston, a couple prices look pretty good here on DraftKings. Marcus Smart, I still got some interest at $5,700. I think that's a decent price. I only played 28 minutes in the last one, but also got ejected. So I'm not really worried about anything like that. But I do like the price tag there, $5,700 for him. I mean, I'm never going to talk you off of Tatum or Brown, but Brown's almost 10K, 9,900, and Tatum's 10,400. I mean, either one of these guys could go off in this matchup. But, you know, like I said, if they land in my lineup, I'm good to go.
Yeah, Smart, definitely like him. Tatum, he's up to 11,000 on FanDuel. Brown's at 9,400 on FanDuel. But
yeah, so like I said, I mean,
either of them could light up Washington.
There. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll definitely have a few pieces of them in lineups, but I guess I'm not really seeking them out. I got maybe just a small interest in Robert Williams at $4,600. I mean, I know he's only getting around 20 minutes, but he's a good fantasy per minute guy. So if he gets out there, maybe gets 21, 22 minutes. I don't mind taking some shots at 4,600, but that's really about it for me.
Yeah, he's at almost 6K on FanDuel, 5,900.
Gosh, daggone. Yeah, I don't know that I want to touch
Horford's
that.
Horford's only 300 above him.
Yeah, unless something crazy happens and he's put back in the starting lineup. But it looks like they're just running it with Horford right now. So
yeah, it sucks because this the shooting guard matchup was very nice going up against Kispert. But Derek White is 7,900 on FanDuel.
Yeah, he is 6,700 on DraftKings. So there's a little interest there. I mean, most of these guys are definitely have been priced up other than like Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definitely high on FanDuel, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on a tear over his last few games, but almost 8K for Derek White. Kind of crazy.
I don't mind getting a little bit of him at 6,700, but gosh, that's still hard to look at. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I prefer Smart. I mean, he's the cheapest of White, Brogdon, and Smart.
Yeah. Makes exactly. No sense. So, nope, I'm with you. Might as well be Smart and play Smart.
Good one.
Yeah.
That it for Boston?
But that's it. Yeah, that's all I got for Boston.
All right, jumping to Washington then. You got Monte Morris, Daniel Gafford, questionable. What are you thinking? You think they play tonight?
Yeah, what's crazy is those are the two main guys I kind of have interest in here for Washington. I mean, Morris is $4,800. So if he does play, I imagine he's right back in the starting lineup. So I do kind of like that, especially at that price tag. And you got Daniel Gafford down here at $4,800. So if he plays, his minutes actually have been up recently, especially without no Beal or Kuzma in the lineup. So if he plays, I kind of like him at that price tag too. But I just don't know where to go. I mean, Porzingis, $9,300. Yeah, he's going to do everything for this team, but I just don't know. I mean, if this thing blows out, he may not even play the fourth.
Yeah, 11-point spread right now, so, I mean, not really sure what to think of it.
Yeah, and the problem is on DraftKings, the rest of these guys are up in price. I mean, Denny's up to $6,500.
Yeah.
Where Kisper's 5K now, and, I mean, Kisper, he's really only had one good game. Again, and that was against San Antonio. That's a whole different breed than going up against Boston.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, this one was just tough. I mean, I kind of agree with you. I think Morris and Gafford might be two of your best plays if they're playing.
Yeah, if they play. I mean, I guess if Gafford sits, you could look down here. I mean, Taj Gibson, I would think, would start at 3K on DraftKings. Might be somebody you want to look at.
I don't know if Taj Gibson would start, or they just slide people down.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to think of who would you even.
Jay Huff.
Jordan Good. Jay Huff. Like, I could see Porzingis maybe starting at center, and you're putting in, like, Jordan Goodwin or something.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean.
They don't have much depth.
No, they don't. I mean, maybe Anthony Gill gets a little extra run here
That's
tonight.
That's what I'm forgetting.
Yeah, at 3,200.
Actually, yeah, he'd probably start.
I think you really got to just wait and see. I mean, I do assume if Morris is out, that's pretty simple. I mean, they're going to play start DeLon Wright, and at $5,400, I mean, I got a little interest there too. So if he starts.
Yep. If he starts, and if you got Goodwin off the bench, I'll play him too.
Yeah, yeah. So other than that, though, I mean, like I said, maybe Kisper at 5K just because he's playing massive minutes right now. But that's really about all I have.
Yeah. I know I just said Goodwin, but if you do really have Monte Morris out tonight, Jordan Goodwin is averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute over his last five and even has a 22.5% usage rate off the bench. So if Morris sits tonight, you can definitely look at Jordan Goodwin. I even think you can go back to Johnny Davis, who finally caught him on a very nice game against Toronto, played almost 30 minutes, put up 25 fantasy points, didn't go up in price too much.
Yeah, on DraftKings, he went up about $900, so he's up to $4,100. Yeah, I know. That's a nice jump. If he was still like $3,200, $3,300, I'd definitely have a little more interest. But
yeah.
See, that's the thing. I just can't figure out Washington at this point. Are these young guys going to start getting run or what? So
you would think some point.
I agree, and especially if this does happen to blow out. I mean, a lot of these guys could get extra run tonight. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think you could find a few cheap pieces here and there, especially if you're playing 150 lineups tonight, but I mean, for the most part, that's all I really got.
Yeah, I think that is it for me. So we can jump into the next. We got the Miami Heat facing the Toronto Raptors. Raptors are 3-point favorites with an over-under total of 219.5. Injuries, you got Kyle Lowry questionable, Nikola Jovic out, Ron Harper, Gary Trent Jr. questionable, Will Barton doubtful, Delano Banton, Joe Weiskamp out. How are all these guys getting hurt?
Yeah, I have no clue.
But kicking off with Miami, I can start us on this one.
Go ahead.
I'm actually really liking Kevin Love here. I know he is such an on and off player, especially with his minutes, but it's only a 6-game slate tonight. It's actually a great matchup. Toronto has not been too good over the last 7 games or so. And at 4,600 on FanDuel, I'm kind of willing to risk some Kevin Love.
Yeah, I don't mind him too much here. He's 4,400 on DraftKings. See, I mean, you're never getting more than maybe 23, 24 minutes from him, but he's a decent producer, even with those limited minutes. And, I mean, as long as his price stays down in the 3 and 4K range, I don't mind taking shots at him.
I will just say, if you do feel more comfortable, you can jump up for 500 more and go up to Caleb Martin, whose minutes are a little more secure if you wanted to.
Yeah. That's who I actually kind of like a little bit better. Caleb Martin, see, he's $200 cheaper on DraftKings. He's $4,200.
Well, that's so very nice.
You can play him small forward, power forward. So, actually, I definitely have some interest in him here tonight.
Yeah. Don't mind Bam in this spot. I mean, every time I play Bam, he fails me. But $8,100 on FanDuel feels like a great price for him. And Toronto over the last seven is even allowing the sixth most points to opposing centers. So it's a decent matchup tonight. 8,100. Feel like that's not a bad price for him.
Yeah, 7,500 on DraftKings. So I really like that. It's nice to see his price finally coming down a little bit. But yeah, not been great, too great as of late. But no, I'm willing to go back there. And I don't even mind taking some shots here tonight on Jimmy Butler. I mean, $8,700. His price has been floating in that 8K range. But I mean, 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year he's averaging. And I mean, still has just by a little bit, he still has the highest usage on the team at almost 26%. So. Yeah, I don't mind rolling up Butler here. I know this whole game environment for this one ain't the greatest, but yeah. Somebody's got to do some scoring.
What's Butler's price on DraftKings?
$8,700.
That's nice. $9,800 on FanDuel.
Yeah, a little more tougher to swallow there. Yeah. But definitely like the price on DraftKings.
Yep, agreed. That's about it for me. I will say Kyle Lowry is questionable for tonight. If he does happen to sit, Gabe Vincent's down here at $4,300 on FanDuel. Have to imagine he gets a few more minutes if Lowry sits. So keep an eye on that because Gabe Vincent could be a nice cheap option.
Yeah, 4K on DraftKings. And, I mean, I'm kind of with you there. I know Oladipo really hasn't even been cracking the lineup here lately.
He hasn't played the last three games.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if Lowry's out, if he would maybe get back in there at $3,800, but. Yeah, crazy. I think you got to wait and see what happens with that Lowry news. Yeah, no, it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, just to completely fall out like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that is going to do it for Miami for me.
Yeah, probably for me too.
All right, jumping to Toronto. I'll kickstart us on this one too. I'm actually going to go to Scotty Barnes here at 7,700. Just came back from injury after missing two games. Immediately played 32 minutes, put up almost 40 fantasy points. It's a great matchup at that small forward spot tonight. Miami giving up the most points, the third most assists, and second most threes over the last seven to that small forward spot. So 7,700 on FanDuel. It could seem a little high for Scotty Barnes, but fantastic matchup, and he should see big minutes tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, this whole game, you look at it and go, I mean, playing Toronto guys against Miami, Miami guys against Toronto, but it is a six-game slate, so you got to find some of these guys. But I'm absolutely with you. He's my favorite player for Toronto tonight. He's only 6,200 on DraftKings. So I just think that's a fantastic price for him. I mean,
oh, that's incredible.
These Toronto guys, I mean, they play big minutes. He's averaging about 35 minutes a game this year, just under a fantasy point per minute. So I'm with you. It's a good matchup. Doesn't scare me too much on the other side. So, yeah, 6,200. I really like Scotty Barnes here.
Yeah, that's a fantastic price for him.
Yeah, I also have some interest in OG at 63, especially if Gary Trent's out again here tonight. I mean, OG just completely went ballistic in the last game against Washington, put up 50 fantasy points. But, yeah, I don't mind going back to him here, especially, like I said, if Gary Trent's out. I mean, he played 37 minutes in the last game.
Yeah, 6,600 on FanDuel, so not a bad price for him either.
Yeah.
But that not a lot for Toronto for me.
Nah, honestly, that was probably it. I mean, I'm never going to be too disappointed if I land on Siakam. I mean, he's been a little better as of late. So if I get him in a few lineups, I'm okay with it. Same with Van Vliet. But, yeah, I'm looking at a couple of these cheaper guys, honestly, for Toronto.
Yeah, agreed.
So that's it for me.
All right, let's move into the next game. Then we got the Cleveland Cavaliers facing the Atlanta Hawks. Cavs are one-point favorites with an over-under total of 235. Injuries, you got, where is it? Jared Allen, Isaac Okoro, questionable. Dean Wade, doubtful. Danny Green, Howell Neto out. Jalen Johnson out for the Hawks. Actually, a decent amount.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, honestly, the Okoro and Allen news are pretty big.
Yeah. That's,
but, I mean, starting here at the guard, those spot, Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, I think both are in good spots here. Mitchell's $8,600, got no issues with that whatsoever. And then you got Garland still down here at $7,400. I mean, I still think that's a little too cheap for him right now. I mean, I know he's kind of been just floating right around where he needs to be salary-wise, but, I mean, he can still go out there and drop 40 here, and it's a good matchup against this Atlanta team.
Yep, absolutely love Darius Garland tonight. Matched up against Trae Young. He's 8,100 on FanDuel. Probably my favorite play for the Cavs.
Yeah, like I said, I'm all in on both of them. I like Garland and Mitchell. I just Mitchell at 8,600.
Yeah, he's 9,500 on FanDuel. Garland's 8,100.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got Donovan Mitchell, who most of the beginning of March and end of February was in the 9K range. So yeah. I really like that price. So those are two guys I'm definitely looking at. And the Okoro, I know I don't like playing Okoro by any means, but if he does sit here, I mean, I potentially think you could look at guys like Chetty Osman at $3,600.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think he'd get a few more minutes. He's already playing, you know, halfway decent minutes off the bench. So $3,600, if Okoro is out, I really kind of want to go there. But
yep, $4,200 on FanDuel. You can definitely look at him if Okoro sits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he would start, but I do think he'd earn a few extra minutes coming off the bench.
Yeah, I'm not really sure who would start because, I mean, you still got a chance for Allen out too.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking maybe Lamar Stevens, but I don't know.
Yeah, if something happens and Jared Allen does sit here, I think Evan Mobley, even at 8,600 on FanDuel, is decent. He's been pretty good without Jared Allen this season. And over his last two games, he's playing 39 minutes. Games before that, was playing 36, 35 minutes, 39. He is playing massive minutes.
Yeah, I think on DraftKings, he's 8,100. I love him regardless.
Yeah.
You can play him power forward or center. I mean, whether he ends up starting at that center spot for Allen or, you know, keeps his normal position. But, yeah, 8,100, I still think there's some a little bit of value there. I'm with you, man, just playing monster minutes right now. And I just got to keep riding him, man, right now.
Yeah, I got no problem playing a guy who's going to be out there for 39 out of 48 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if Jared Allen does play here, I still got a little interest in him too. $6,800, hasn't cracked that 7K range yet. So I know the matchup isn't quite the greatest here against Atlanta on the other side, but $6,800, I still like that. I mean, coming off a 54-point fantasy game against Houston.
Yeah. That, though, but, you hit on,
I mean,
most
it's basically
of
the whole starting lineup. So
yeah. Yeah. That's going to do it for Cleveland then.
Yeah, real quick though, do you think any chance? I mean, what's Caris LeVert on FanDuel?
6,200.
Yeah, he's 4,900 on DraftKings. So another guy I think could potentially pick up a couple extra minutes if you get guys like Okoro out or Allen.
Yeah.
So just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, definitely. That's a pretty solid price for Caris LeVert.
Yeah, I mean, he's already still playing decent minutes off the bench. So
yeah. That it for Cleveland?
That's it for me. Yep.
All right. Jumping to Atlanta, then I'll let you kickstart us on this side.
I didn't have too much. It's definitely, I like the whole Cleveland side better than Atlanta. But I mean, Trae Young's 9,100. Here again, it's Trae Young. You land on him, that's fine. In two games this year, he's actually averaging almost 49 fantasy points against Cleveland. So I mean, if you get him in some lineups, I'm all for it. DeJounte Murray, I do like the price tag here, $7,600. I mean, he's come down like $600 from the last game. So really like that price tag here. Like I said, the matchup sucks, but these guys still got to go out here and play. It's a 6-game slate. And, you know, the price on DeJounte is nice.
Yeah, both those guys are a little pricier on FanDuel. Trae Young is at 10K even, and DeJounte Murray's at 8,500.
Yeah, so.
But
what was the, you said he's 10K, Trae
yeah.
Young? Oh, okay.
He's one of the 10K guys tonight.
What's Capella?
Capella is 7,500.
Dang, going, man. He's 6K on DraftKings.
That's
and
nice.
The one thing I can say is, I mean, over the last three games, he's played at least 29 or more minutes. So his minutes seem to be kind of trending back up here. So at 6K, that is a pretty good matchup going against his Cleveland front court. So I do like Capella here. And even if you're worried a little bit with Capella, Okongwu's at 4,600. I still don't mind taking a few shots there.
Yeah, that's fantastic prices.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Any love for Collins?
He is 5,600 on FanDuel. Surprisingly, that Cleveland spot defensively at power forward's gotten a little better ever since Mobley went back there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 5,200 on DraftKings.
Collins is playing the best basketball of his season so far.
Yeah, I know, man. He sucked earlier. Now he's finally starting to put it together over the past week and a half. So.
They got that new head coach, and he's been way
better.
Yeah,
yeah. So don't mind Collins either. I mean, like I said, I like the Cleveland side better, but the Atlanta does, I think, have a couple good value pieces that, still hold some value. So I don't mind looking to a few of them. If this were a 10-game slate, maybe not as much, but
yeah,
like I said, only six. So
yeah, if it were 10 games, I probably wouldn't be looking at any of these guys.
Yeah, I might, you know, grab one or two of them just for prices, but that'd be about it.
Yeah. But anyone else for Atlanta?
Nope.
All right. We can jump into the next one. Next game on the slate, we have got the Orlando Magic facing the Memphis Grizzlies. Grizzlies are 7-point favorites with an over under total of 230.5. Injuries, you got Devon Harris out for the Magic, John Morant doubtful, and your normal guys, Steven Adams, Zaire Williams out for the Grizzlies.
Go ahead, I'll let you go on this one.
All right, kickstarting it with Orlando. I think my favorite play for the Magic was Wendell Carter Jr. He is 7,100 on FanDuel, which I feel like isn't a bad price for him. Only played 25 minutes in the last game, but before that, played 30 or more minutes for the last six games or so. It's a phenomenal matchup against that center spot for Memphis. They have not been good defensively at center since Steven Adams got hurt. So 7,100, you can play him at power forward. Really like Wendell Carter.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there too. I do have some interest in Wendell Carter too. He's $6,400 on DraftKings. I mean, Memphis over the last seven are allowing the fifth most actual points to opposing centers.
Yeah.
So yeah, don't mind the matchup at all. He tends to, every time I play him, he tends to kill me. And then when I don't play him, he goes off.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but no, I got no problem paying that price tag for him. I mean, a couple of these guys for Orlando and DraftKings are definitely priced up a little bit here, but I mean, Cole Anthony, 6,100. I feel like his minutes are there here lately, so I don't mind taking some shots. Fultz is almost 7K. That might be pushing it a little bit, but
yeah, he's 7,200 on FanDuel, but it's almost too many guards there now.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, because we're going to talk about the guard now that's starting tonight on the other side, who's quite a bit cheaper that yeah. I got more interest in. So, but other than that, I mean, Banchero 7,200, I'm okay with that. Wagner 6,400. I mean, I'm just going to rotate some of these Orlando guys in and out, but I mean, a couple of their prices are up a little bit, but I definitely don't mind some of them.
Yeah, their prices aren't too great on FanDuel, and like you said, there's just some guys on other teams that are much cheaper that I'd rather play.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing, Wagner at 6,400, he's at least put up 32 or more fantasy points over the last six games, so seems to be putting it together, so kind of have some interest there at that $6,400 price tag.
No, he has been really good
out of everybody, so yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you hit on most of them.
Yeah, I think that's really it, though.
All right, jumping to Memphis then. Ton of value here with Ja back out.
Yeah, man, because that's the good thing. Ja's was back for a couple games, and everybody's price came down a little bit. Now it looks like he's going to sit here. You got Tyus Jones at $5,300. I just think it's probably one of the best plays on slate tonight.
Yeah, 5,600 on FanDuel. Probably going to start here again tonight. I think that's a easy call.
Yeah, I agreed. I mean, now that his price is down, that looks fantastic tonight. Desmond Bane, 7,300. You know, just there's going to be a little more usage there. His price came down 500, so another guy I got interest in tonight.
Yep, 7,800 has a 28.3% usage rate without Ja this season, so definitely like that. Jaren Jackson, 8,800. I know that's still a little pricey, but I really like it. That power forward matchup is really good for him tonight going up against Banchero. He's averaging 1.6 fantasy points per minute over his last five, has a 27.5% usage rate without Ja this season. So 8,800, I'm willing to pay up for Jaren Jackson tonight too.
Yeah, agreed. 8,300 on DraftKings. Ever since Steven Adams went down too, he gets a little bit of that backup center run. So yeah, I mean, playing power forward or center, 8,300 on DraftKings, so I'm with you. I love this matchup. I got no problem paying that price tag for him tonight.
Yeah, and don't even be afraid to look at Dylan Brooks either. 5,200 on FanDuel, 24% usage rate without Ja this season.
Yeah, 5K, so I'm with you. Another guy I don't mind. Center-wise, though, I mean, I always have interest in Tillman. He's another guy that just kills me from time to time, has these amazing games, and then disappears for like, you know, and only plays 19, 20 minutes in the next game, but he is $5,100. It's a pretty, you know, even matchup. So I don't mind taking a few shots there.
Yeah, me neither.
But that's, I think, it for me.
Yeah, that was, I think that's it for me, too. Because, I mean, they even got guys like Luke Kennard are up to almost 5K on FanDuel.
Oh, gosh, really?
Yeah, what's he at on DraftKings?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's pushing close. He's $4,500. I mean, I will say he's been playing pretty good, and I do think he might get a couple more minutes here tonight with no Morant. So I do think you can look at him, but I loved, you know, playing him a lot more when he was like $3,800.
Yeah, and I mean, besides him, there's really no one else too much off the bench you can look at.
Nah, not really. So like I said, just I'm with you. These prices came down because Ja's back, and now it looks like he's going to miss. So jump on him.
Yep. So a ton of value in this game, but think that is going to do it.
Yeah.
Next up on the slate, we got even more value. The Charlotte Hornets face the OKC Thunder. Thunder are 9.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 230.5. Injuries you got. Kelly Oubre questionable. Gordon Hayward doubtful. Terry Rozier, Mark Williams, Cody Martin out. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is probable, and Lindy Waters is out. Shai is actually questionable.
Probably. Yeah, I will say, I mean, I don't know what FanDuel price are, but some of these Charlotte guys have already been bumped up. I mean, Dennis Smith's up to 6-7K.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6,500 on FanDuel, but I still like him.
Yeah, it's a good matchup. Here again, it would be hard to pull the trigger if this were a 10-game slate on Dennis Smith at 7K, but being six games, yeah, I'll have some of them.
Yeah, so go ahead and kickstart with him then. He's 6,500 on FanDuel. He's had a 20.6% usage rate over his last two games. And that point guard spot for OKC has been a little worse defensively. So, I mean, I like Dennis Smith.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like I said, six games late, I'll have some of them at 7K.
Yeah, you do have to watch this Kelly Oubre news because, I mean, Charlotte could be weird and have him play tonight. He's questionable with a shoulder injury. Not sure what's going to happen there, but if he does happen to sit again, I think you can look at Savi Mykhailiuk at 4,200. He played 33 minutes in his last game, 36 in the game before that. Picked up the start. Cheap guy, probably would start again tonight.
I mean, I feel like even if Oubre's in, wouldn't you think Savi would probably still start?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hayward, Hayward's Hayward's doubtful. So
that's a good.
Yeah, he's 40. Yeah, Savi's 4,900 on DraftKings. I'm with you. I don't mind. Don't mind that at all. And yes, keep an eye on Oubre. I feel like if Oubre does play and start, he's going to play decent minutes. He's $6,800, so I'll have a little interest there. But I just can't imagine they bring him back. But, I mean, hey, they were playing Gordon Hayward with none of these guys.
Yeah. One more guy, if Kelly Oubre does end up sitting, Bryce McGowan's has played 20 or more minutes in his last three. He's down to 3,700. Should see more minutes without Gordon Hayward tonight. And he could actually be a candidate to start if Kelly Oubre's not playing.
Yeah, $3,700 on DraftKings. I'm with you. I mean, if those Hayward and Oubre are both out, he could jump in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and one more guy, then I'll let you take over. Sorry, just going on with these Charlotte guys.
Hey, knock it out.
Yeah, PJ Washington is up to 7,000. I don't care. He went off the last two games. He has had a 34.6% usage rate in his last two games, which is insanely high. No Gordon Hayward looking like tonight, so that should be even more usage to go to PJ Washington. So 7K, I don't mind paying for it.
Yeah, that's a great price on FanDuel. He's 78 on DraftKings, so it's definitely it's definitely tough to look at. But yeah. I mean, I'm with you, man. No, he's just balling out here, especially over the last two games. Hopefully, it's not just some vendetta he's got against Dallas.
Hopefully,
and, he'll come back down to earth now, but. Yeah, I mean, I got a little interest. That price tag, though, just looks weird beside his name. But I do have some interest in these centers. You got no Mark Williams tonight, so I assume Nick Richards will be back in the lineup again.
Yeah.
They just decided to, hey, let's not play him in the last game at all. But, yeah, he's $4,700. I'm assuming he's back. He's starting, so I do like that. And I even think you can look down here. We talked about it before the podcast. I mean, Kai Jones is 3K, minimum price. You can play him at power forward or center. So if something happens and, you know, Nick Richards is out there, maybe gets in some foul trouble, Kai Jones at 3K, you know, could easily get 20 minutes.
Yep, Richards at 5,300, Kai Jones at 3,900. Like them both. And, of course, they didn't announce till after last game had already started that they were going to start rolling out this two-center thing and rest one of them each night. So Nick Richards screwed us over last weekend.
Totally screwed me over on that slate, man. I had a fantastic lineups, and there was Nick Richards sitting in it.
Yeah, but with no Mark Williams already guaranteed tonight, can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, yep, agreed. I like him.
But that is almost every guy on the roster for Charlotte.
Yep, I think you hit them all.
Yeah, so we can jump to OKC then. I'll let you kickstart us on this one.
I mean, SGA, 10K, if he plays, it is a good matchup, so I got no problem throwing them in there if you want to. But, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know whether they'll sit him or they'll play him or not. But I do have some interest regardless in Josh Giddey, 8,200. I mean, it's a good matchup here against this Charlotte team. He's been killing it over the last couple games. So $8,200. Like I said, there's not really much in the way of payups tonight. So I have no problem with Josh Giddey, 8,200.
Yeah, 7,900 on FanDuel, so not a bad price for him.
It's
either.
Even nicer, yeah.
Yeah, I also don't mind Jalen Williams at 7K. He finally came back a little bit against Portland that last game, put up 40. Down to 7,000, I feel like it's not a bad price for him.
Yeah, 6,700 on DraftKings. I'm with you. Like him too, especially if you get SGA out of the lineup here.
Yeah, if something happens there.
He'll look even better. And I even kind of like the other Jalen Williams here, the center, 4K. Yeah. He's actually played 26 more minutes over the last three. I know his minutes before that have been all over the place, but if he's going to start getting more consistent minutes, 4K, this is a fantastic matchup. I think Charlotte over the last seven's given up the most fantasy points to opposing centers. So, yeah, I mean, I'll take some shots there, man, as a for a cheap center.
Yep. What is he on DraftKings?
4K.
Yeah, he's 5,100 on FanDuel, but I mean, he's at least playing legitimate minutes now.
Well, that's the thing. I actually kind of don't even mind paying the 5K for him because, like you said, he's playing more consistent minutes now, so it's nice.
Yeah, it's still 5K for Jalen Williams is still a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I said. That 4K looks so much nicer.
Yeah, definitely. I also, you can definitely look at Isaiah Joe again if you wanted to with no Lindy Waters. He played 28 minutes in the last game, put up 42 fantasy points. Seemed to pick up a little more minutes with no Lindy Waters off the bench, which is surprisingly, Lindy Waters being out means a little more than people would think. And if something happens, and SGA does sit here tonight, Isaiah Joe will probably pick up the start.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be a main piece of my lineups probably if SGA sits at 4,400 on DraftKings. So.
Yep.
Yep. I think that's it, though.
I think that's it for me, too. So we can jump into the late-night game, late-night hammer, tipping off at 10 o'clock p.m. The New Orleans Pelicans face the Golden State Warriors. Warriors are 8.5-point favorites with an over-under total of 234. Injuries you got. Your normal ones for the Pelicans, Alvarado, Williamson out. Draymond Green, Jordan Poole probable. Andrew Wiggins doubtful. Iguodala, Ty Jerome out.
Yeah, New Orleans on a back-to-back, but they completely destroyed Portland last night, so guys like C.J. McCollum only played 25 minutes, so yep. I actually will go right back there. I didn't have a whole lot of interest in him last night at 8,200, but price did come down $300 overnight, so he's 7,900 under that 8K price tag. Good matchup. Yeah, I like him here tonight.
Yeah, 8,300 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I mean, some of these New Orleans guys just look really good. Valanciunas, 7,700. Another
like
guy, man. Yeah, I like him here too. And the thing I really like is just his minutes, man. Over the last like six games, his minutes, he's been playing at least 30 or more minutes in all but one over the last six. So minutes are up. I love it when you can get, you know, Valanciunas playing 30 minutes a night. I'm all in, even at 7,700.
Yeah, he's 8,100 on FanDuel, averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute over his last five. So if he's seeing 30 minutes tonight, you're good to go.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Brandon Ingram, 8,800. Another guy, just I like the price tag here. Averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute this year, playing good minutes right now. So
yep.
This game looks good. So I like these guys from New Orleans.
Yeah, it's definitely not a bad one.
Yeah.
Also, don't even mind going back to Josh Richardson. I know we named him yesterday. He's still 4,400 on FanDuel. Played 20 plus minutes in his last four games. So. You're looking for someone cheap at that shooting guard, small forward spot. Josh Richardson's not a bad one.
Yeah, what sucked is I played him last night, man, and through that first half, he was on fire. And, I mean, I think he had, like, 15 at the end of the first half or something like that and barely did anything in the second half. I was thinking he was going to have one of those fantastic nights.
That's always how it goes.
I know, man. It sucks. But yeah, 4,100. I'll go back to him again here tonight, you know, and just, you know, if you're looking for someone cheap, you do have Herb Jones down here at $4,800. Been, you know, horrible the last four games. Yeah. But, you know, with that comes his price coming down. So don't mind taking a few shots on him.
Yeah, of course. He was one of my favorite plays last night. But
yeah, I remember you talking about him.
Didn't pan out for me.
Yep. Welcome to fantasy.
Yep. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
Anyone else for New Orleans?
I don't think so.
Don't think there's anyone else for me either. So we can jump to Golden State then. Who you like on this side?
I mean, Steph Curry is under 10K. He's $9,600. He's averaging 1.4 fantasy points per minute this year. I mean, he's been playing monster minutes the last few games. I mean, at least 35 or more minutes over the last four. I like this matchup. I think they need to win. So I like Curry at $9,600. And I mean, I know you got Poole right now who's probable, but I mean, if something were to happen and he sits, it's just going to make Curry look even better.
Oh, gotcha. If something happened, he were out tonight.
Yeah, but speaking of Jordan Poole, he's $5,900, and this guy's just completely getting more minutes now. I think, I don't know, I think they realized DiVincenzo's just not getting it done. So at this point, Poole's kind of getting his minutes. So at that price tag, man, I got a lot of interest in Poole, too, if he plays.
Yeah, lucky for you, because he's $7,400 on FanDuel.
Daggone. Yeah, I mean, I saw his price tag at the $5,900. I was thinking with what he's been doing over the past couple, he'd go up in price, but no, he only went up $100, so I'll keep playing
fantastic.
Him.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Although that, DiVincenzo's price is all the way down there, and at some point that game's coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, because the one thing about him is he is still starting, but gosh, man, I mean, he's barely pulling, you know, 20, 21 minutes a game. So yeah. I'm with you. It could happen. He's $3,900, and he is a starter. So I don't mind on a six-game slate if you want to take a couple shots at it. But, yeah, he definitely seems to be losing those minutes.
Yeah, only problem is now you got Poole suddenly emerging again, and then they got Gary Payton now thrown in there, played 15 minutes in his first game.
Yeah, agreed. So
it's definitely tough.
Yeah, it is. I mean, another guy here I got interested in, though, is Kevon Looney. Another one I'm looking at here. His minutes over the last three, 28 or more, 30 in the last two. I love the fact that his minutes are getting more consistent here, 5,200 on DraftKings. Like this matchup going against Valanciunas on the other side.
Yep, he is. What did you say he was on DraftKings?
5,200.
Yeah, 6,000 on FanDuel, but still don't even mind him there with Valanciunas on the other side, like you said. So he's playing good minutes, too.
Yeah, I'm hoping they're going to keep running him like this. It was driving me crazy when they kept playing him for 18 minutes and then Kuminga would come in. But yeah, I'm with you. Anything could change. This is, you know, Kerr's lineup. Who knows what the hell he'll do. But if he's going to keep getting those minutes, man, I'm going to keep playing him at this price tag.
Yeah, agreed. I do like him tonight.
Yeah, so.
That, though, as far as Golden State goes, there was no one else for me.
Yeah, I mean, if I land on Draymond at 62, I'm okay with it. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you. That was probably about it. And I will say Clay's price at 6,600 is a little intriguing. He keeps coming down in price. So another guy, you know, if I land on him, I'm okay with it at that price.
Yeah, definitely. Wouldn't mind that.
But that's really it.
Yeah, yep. I think that's it for me, too. So that is all six games on today's slate, broken down and covered. We hope this can help. It's definitely an interesting slate, so we'll see how it all plays out tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the one good thing is you got a couple decent things you got to look out for injury-wise, like SGA, but for the most part, I mean, it seems pretty cut and dry, which means it's going to completely change come 6 o'clock.
Something's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. So, but hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Good luck, everybody.
Yep, of course. We thank you all so much for watching and listening. If you are on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Subscribe if you haven't. Hit the notification bell to be notified when a new video comes up. If you're listening to this in podcast form, please download today's episode. Follow us on the platform. Leave a rating if you can. Anything and everything. Truly appreciate it. We thank you all so much for listening and watching to another episode of the Three and the Key podcast.